Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, members of the Obama administration face a Senate committee grilling on President Obama's request for a 3-year authorization to fight ISIS with no enduring ground combat. Some Democrats want tougher restrictions to prevent troop creep. What does Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger of North Carolina think? We will ask, but first, he's out with an online manual for individuals to protect against ISIS and other terror groups on the home front. He's chair of the Congressional Task Force on Terrorism and Unconventional Warfare. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you, Robin. Good to be with you.
And we should say you started this manual, as you write in the introduction, before the rise of ISIS. In fact, your office wrote one in 2006 when you were state senator. It looks like information cobbled from very reliable sources. Who did you talk to?
Yes, well, we assembled information working with experts in terrorism and cyber warfare. We obviously were in contact with FEMA. With CDC. You know, it's clear to all of us, Robin, that we have threatened attacks in our homeland. We've already had attacks. We have individuals who have gone to Syria to fight. They've been embraced, and as such, they have been ingrained with their ideology and their commitment for this barbaric terrorism.
Well, we'll talk more about that, but first, some more of the information. Some of it is things you'd need in the event of a hurricane or an earthquake.
Sure, it's just common sense provisions.
Yeah, but then there's also a list of chemical agents that could be deployed. Diseases like bubonic plague, tularemia, the illness that kills and is carried by rabbits. So the question is some of this fear-mongering? Some of the things that you mentioned, like nuclear attacks, there's very little that people can do. So is this maybe going to have the opposite effect of frightening people?
Well, Robin, I would say to you that everything mentioned, they are ways that our adversaries can attack us if they so choose. You know, I was a Boy Scout, and the motto of Boy Scouts is be prepared. Our objective is not for any American to live in fear, but for Americans to prepare themselves. I don't think it is far-fetched at all to understand that Iran with nuclear warheads, or for that matter, North Korea with intercontinental ballistic missiles, that this is a threat. I mean, back in the 50s, when I was a young boy, people built shelters.
And yet some of that you talk about in the 50s is looked back on now as somewhat silly. The threat wasn't what people thought it was?
Well, the threat was there, absolutely, but we were able to mitigate the threat of mutually assured destruction. It did work for that period of time. We have other threats now, Robin. Yeah. We have threats from known terrorists. We have sleeper cells in our country. And I don't think it would be reasonable or logical to think that they won't have those same intents in our homeland.
Your colleague, the Democrat Dianne Feinstein, has also said there are terror sleeper cells in this country. But do you, as chair of the Congressional Task Force on Terrorism and Unconventional Warfare, have any information that ISIS has made advances in developing sleeper cells in the country?
Well, I think there's all kind of open information about that. There has been plenty of information that's been released that recognize that we do have sleeper cells in our country.
We want to get your opinion on what senators are considering today, the new request from the Obama administration for authorization of war against ISIS. Now, this would negate the 2002 authorization for war in Iraq, but not the 2001 authorization for war on terror, both of which were requested by George W. Bush. In your mind, should this new authorization replace the open-ended 2001 authorization?
Well, I think it's good that the president come back to Congress. I do have concerns over the limitations he's placed upon our country and upon him as commander-in-chief. I don't think you say to your enemy and declare to the world what you are not going to do. I think to leave it as restricted to a 3-year period, it lacks any real foresight in appreciating the long-term intent of these terrorists.
So as to the new authorization that the president is requesting, it sounds like you're saying that there should be language in there that the president has to listen to the military as to how he goes forward, or do you think there should be specific language allowing for combat troops, for instance, to fight ISIS?
I think that this authorization should be worded in a way that enables the president to have varied options that he would choose. Mm. I think restricting his options up front is imprudent.
Whether it's length of time or what the techniques are.
Exactly right. Why are we tying our hands at the front end? That doesn't make sense. Let's go renew the authorization. I think that is the right thing to do. I think we should come back to Congress. I think Congress should give oversight to that, much as I think they should be giving oversight to a deal with Iran on nuclear capacities.
That's Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger. He represents North Carolina. And we'll link you to his terror preparedness manual at hearnow.org. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin. I really appreciate this time. I think if folks will go to preparenow.com, they'll see some reasonable, practical ways that they can protect their families and their businesses.